All right, welcome back to the Crease Dive. Today is Thursday, April 11th. I'm joined, as always, by intern Nestler. Matthew Nestler, how are we doing? How we be? How you do?
Can't complain, Dukes. Just like every other week, when I get on this podcast with you, brings a big smile to my face. Love getting out there for the people, for the sickos. I miss Jordy. I do. Still a sex haver. Congrats to Jordy. But just he's just, you know, redoing his house, being a dad. So shout out Jordy, miss you, brother. What about you, Dukes? How you feeling today, this week, this weekend?
Yeah, Jordy's gonna have to come back soon. You know, playoffs are coming up. We're gonna need some takes from him. I see him out on the field in the high school level. I'd love to start hearing about some Springfield lacks. I kind of missed chopping up our high school lacks with him. So yeah, Jordy, I think we could get on soon. Maybe we'll bring Shido back for a reunion episode as well. But everything's good, man. I feel like last week was like the first week I was really dialed in to all the games before the Final Four. Really enjoyed it. I thought the Hopkins game was a thriller. Penn State, I mean, just awful way to go out.
Yeah.
Feel so bad for that goalie, Bracken.
Yeah.
I mean, before we dive into that game completely, let's start off this episode. Instead of just traditionally going through the games, going through the preview, let's go through winners and losers from the weekend. Give me two winners from the weekend. Give me two losers from the weekend.
This might be cheating a little bit, but one of my winners is going to be Matt Brandau out of Yale. I think it's the second time this year he's put up eight or more assists. Boston's a good team. Boston University, I think that kid is so good. Brandau, he'll put the ball in the back of the net when he needs to, but his ability to distribute the rock is just, I love it. Like, I love a passer. So he's going to be my winner. Trying to think of my second winner. You got a winner of yours while I milk mine a little bit?
Well, I think Providence was a huge winner this weekend. I think Providence beating Villanova, up and up program. I'm telling you, like, people think that, like, I'm just joking around about this. They have one of the best offensive minds in the country up in Providence, Rhode Island. Only going to get better. I don't see a reason why Providence can't run or be at the top of the Big East. I think they have one of the better facilities in the Big East. I think they have one of the better coaches in the Big East. I think that it's the perfect amount of fun and lacrosse, and I think that this could breed kids to want to go up there and play. And I think now it's like they're proving that they can play with people. I mean, they played close to St. Joe's. They played beat Nova. They covered the spread against Georgetown. They beat Brown. So, I mean, yeah. They've been very competitive this year and in games years past that they weren't. So I'll give it up for the Friars. I think they're a big winner this weekend. I think that win over Nova was huge.
I love that. You're in my eyes, my view on you, this is not from the desk of Dukes. I just consider Dukes like an honorary Friar. I don't even know
yep.
who claims that title. If he does, good for him. It's just from what I see, the relationship that Dukes has with Friar Nation between basketball and now lacrosse, it's special. Makes me want to ride with the Friars. Makes me want to root for them. Again, Villanova, they can go to hell. They bought Cabrini. So, Reed Caldwell, great guy on Nova. But everyone else, yeah, I mean, go fuck yourself. So, good for Providence. I actually know exactly who my other winner is. I had to make sure it was this past weekend. Our boys up at Colgate, they're back. They fly onto the scene early, big win over Penn State. They hang around the next couple of weeks, and we kind of haven't talked about them much. And they just come out and have a field day against Army. I mean, Army's – I support the troops, tip of the cap. Army's down bad right now. To go from the number one team in the country, undefeated, to now three losses in 4 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks if we're looking at a 21-day period, that's tough. I hope they can bounce back. Would love to see them, like, get right for the tourney. But, yeah, shout out the boys up at Colgate. They're buzzing. I think this is, without a doubt, the best Colgate team we've seen in, I'll say it, a decade. Ow, motherfucker. A decade. Smashed my hand on the table. So, shout out those boys.
Yeah. I mean, maybe since Peter Baum days, I'm going through it right now, just very quickly. Damn, they have stunk. They're way worse than I thought they were.
Who's
Holy
that?
Shit. Colgate.
Yeah, yeah, they've been down bad. I had a couple of buddies who went there, some real good players. I know Colgate, you know, when we were younger in high school, was a pretty solid squad in the, like, I want to say early 2010s. When some guys I knew went up there, they just didn't have a lot of success. I think the old coach wasn't great. Don't know his name. Know very little about him. But if I recall from, you know, talking, maybe chopping up with some guys at the bar or something, I don't think the old coach was a player favorite or a fan favorite. So could have been a rough patch there for Colgate.
Mike Murphy.
Yeah, maybe they're coming out of the woods now, but I don't think I've heard good things about that guy anonymously.
I mean, it can't be that anonymous. I mean, I'll just look up the Colgate 2020 roster and then look up anybody that's close to Chatham, New Jersey, and be like, oh, he's had a drunk combo with Ness.
No. The Chatham boys actually didn't have much slander. I can actually – Ryan Decker was a stud there. Chris Francesco, those guys aren't slandered because Decker had a great career there, went on to Rutgers. He's a lacrosse mind. But, no, just like Colgate guys I've met, you know, chopping it up, haven't heard good things. Have not heard good things. But shout out to Chatham boys that went up there. Colgate's back.
Yeah, Colgate's definitely not back. But it kind of reminds me of the story that last year there was this kid I met at the bar, and he was so coked out, like just unbelievably, just like eyes in the back of the head, just like, yeah. And I was like, holy fuck, dude, another level. And he's like, hey, do you remember what you said on the podcast 3 years ago? And I'm like, what did I say? I don't even remember what I fucking said yesterday. Like, did I talk shit about your team? Like, I stink. Like, I don't know. Don't take it personally. He's like, you said Bucknell's not that good of a program. Like, you said, like, we weren't going to make, like, the tournament or some shit. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, did you guys make the tournament? Like, when's the last time you guys made it? And he was like, 2013. I was like, oh, get the fuck out of here. You guys suck. like it was one of those things where he was like, yeah, I didn't appreciate you saying that. Like, we weren't good. I was like, well, like, are you guys? It was like, no. I was like, okay. I'm like, I was right. Just like that kind of is like Colgate, I guess in my head. But yeah, shout out to Colgate. I mean, actually, my last winner is going to be pretty chalky, but it's to have the last name Kavanaugh. Chris and Pat go off. Got into little scuttlebutts on the field. Pat goes down, comes back in the game. Entman standing on his head. They take down Duke. Look, I don't want to talk too much about the draft. We might have someone on maybe next episode or when the draft gets a little closer to talk about, you know, draft prospects, whatnot. But look, I ain't saying nothing about Brendan O'Neill. I think I take him number one. But I think the gap between him and Shelley from the first day of the season to right now is getting thinner and thinner.
Yeah, it's getting dicey for Brendan O'Neill. Again, he's proven that he can be the best player in the world. The best player in college by just how he played in those world games. But again, you can't just forget. You have to look at this season that's happening in front of our eyes. People have either figured him out. He's either not in his game right now, or something's just wrong because he's not producing the way he's used to producing. And Schellenberger, who's been doing it for 3 years before this on his fourth, just like Brendan O'Neill, his stats haven't taken a dip. When he doesn't score, he gets the assists. When he doesn't get the assists, he gets the goals. It just makes you wonder. Again, I'm not saying anything bad about Brendan O'Neill either. However, if he doesn't want to do a goalie challenge, hit up Dukes.
Yes, that's right. I can't believe – let's talk about that. I mean, yeah. You completely stole my thunder.
All right, Dukes, let's get a few things out of the way here. I've asked multiple times – I might even have asked on the podcast about doing some sort of goalie stuff together, and you're like, nah, like I just – like I'm not getting back in.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit.
Maybe you didn't – all right, sorry. All right, I'm that a liar. That is
bullshit.
No, I'm a liar.
I broke my fucking ankle last year.
I'm a liar. Hold on. Let's get a few things out of the way. That's not a quote.
That's an asinine for you to say.
But hold on. Let me explain how it's a lie before you go. It's a lie because Dukes never said that. That's correct. However, Dukes, I think we can both agree I've expressed some sort of interest in a goalie challenge and playing goalie. And then when I bring up goalies, Dukes was kind of like, I'm not the goalie guy anymore. And I kind of took that as well as you telling me that you're like, I don't do – like, I'm not going to do the men's leagues. You and Jordy, you both got injured. I thought that I got the info that you guys were done playing on the field, whether it's in the net or on the field. However, you might be right where you didn't say, no, I'm never going to do the goalie challenge. I don't think I ever used the word goalie challenge, but before we go on, it wasn't my video, and it was – there's a longer video that's coming out of me doing the said challenge, but it's more of like a – it's one of Mitch's YouTube videos, and it's more of them like reviewing gloves and stuff, and they needed a goalie.
My only thing, Nest, is this. I didn't like cornerstone or like come up with a genius idea to do like a goalie challenge and that like I'm the only person that could ever do a goalie challenge. But do I think it's crazy? Do I think it's crazy in like month two of officially like being like a part of the podcast and shit to be the other co-host and be like, I'm going to do a goalie challenge, which like I did 2 years ago, like more than a couple of times. And then like the last year I break my ankle. And then like before I could even think about doing it, you're like, I'm doing it. I think that was a little crazy.
All right, fair. But just like I'm also not acting like I didn't. It's not that I stole your idea. I open up our YouTube channel. I see you did it. It's a great video. You did it 2 years ago. I think you'd make great content. I'm hungry for reps. You're a busy dude. You got a lot going on. I didn't want to step on your toes and be like, hey, dudes, you want to do this? And I tweeted it out there. And you didn't see it till I actually hopped in the goal a week later. That's what my stake I'll die on is. I put the tweet out, which is to you and the world. Hey, I want to get shot on camera.
If you're a goalie, you can do this. I'm not saying that. I'm not.
Did you want to credit Dugues? Is that the issue that I didn't like?
No. I think that's not it. Because like I said, I didn't come up with the fucking goalie challenge. Like, it's not, it doesn't take a fucking brain scientist to be like, oh, goalie challenge. What I think is, I actually think this, if we're airing it out, I think you're actually good at goalie. Like, I haven't stepped in the cage since 2016. So it's more of the allure of like, if I save it, it's a shock. For you, it's like more like, this is like serious shit.
Yes.
Like, you could, yes. Like, which I don't hate. Like, if you do the goalie challenge, it becomes like a Dugues and Nest thing, which, like, you should be better than me.
I don't. You know what I'm trying? No, oh, wait, were you still talking? You lagged a little bit.
No, go.
I want to do it, like you said, it's like an intense, like, I'm like putting my light, like, I'm willing to like die for that challenge, and I'm trying to like show people that I still got it. I don't want to compete with you. I just know for a fact that there's two facts about playing goalie. One, it's a lot more fun when there's another goalie. You know, you go out, you see what, 45, 50 shots, video takes a half hour, you're done. Or, you know, now that I've done it and I enjoyed it and you're getting your appetite back, maybe you need a little spark from Nest. So now you're hungry. You put one tweet out, which, by the way, was my tweet. So that was legit theft, which I respect. It was funny, but then
theft. We can't talk theft. You stole the fucking COVID challenge idea from the podcast.
But they're both just because even if I did steal, you stole back, which doesn't make it right.
You're right. Two wrongs doesn't make it right. Two wrongs does not make it right.
You did tag me in it, and I do think we got some serious traction. Rabel got involved. Newman was getting involved. You had Garnsey getting involved. Like, we could get a serious goalie challenge going. I'm trying to do is either watch it with my own eyes or have my gear over my shoulder for maybe you stand on your head and I never get called off the bench. But if you're getting low to hide on by Garnsey, Newman, and Rabel and you need a tap out, wouldn't it be great to have, let me throw my intern in there. Let me throw an intern from the crease dive. I hop in. All of a sudden, Rabel's getting stuffed from 15 out, and I'm the hero, and the crease dive wins. That's my dream. Now that's my dream.
I kind of agree. But if you look at our YouTube channel, it's the Dugues Goalie Challenge.
So it can. How about it's the Dugues Goalie Challenge, and you don't even – you just put me in the comments. Just comment under it from the crease dive account. Nestler's in this. Doesn't need to be the Nestler goalie challenge. I even told you when you texted me, I was like, dude, those goalie challenges crushed. They're at the top of the YouTube channel. You had such a good idea. I'm just trying to continue that tradition. It's tradition. You built that. And I'm just trying to keep it afloat. But now you're back. You're hungry now, which I love. I can see the hunger. You tweeted at me more times on Sunday than we text back and forth sometimes. I knew it was firing you up. I think we're in a good spot.
We don't have to go into it too much, but yeah.
Not too much.
Oh fuck. One sec. Fucking oh fuck.
You good? You want me to pause it?
No, we're good. This is just dealing with fucking work shit.
Duke's dealing with work shit. I'll just give a quick Cabrini notice.
Give a Cabrini minute.
Quick Cabrini minute. Last ever regular season home game, April 26th. Salisbury comes into town. Salisbury has a ton of national championships. However, we stole one from them, 2019. Shout out to the boys. That will be a battle, Friday Night Lights. Last ever game at Cabrini in its history, May 4th. If you're local, get there. If you know someone local, tell them to go. I'll be there. The boys will be there. We'll be drinking. I'll be heckling Dukes to get there. Dukes, if he's not on a beach, there's a good chance we could see him May 4th. We'll see. We're not going to hold him accountable because that's not what we do at Cabrini. We're dead in a month. Not that it matters to some people, a.k.a. the YouTube viewers. However, just get out there. Let's have fun. Good luck to the Cabrini fellas. I love you guys. It's been a hell of a ride. We really have 1 month left and a couple days until Memorial Day weekend. So that's wrapping it up for the Cabrini minute. Fiend.
Maybe
another minute if Dukes needs.
No. We're good. Fuck me. All right. Let's get back to the winners and losers. I'm going to give my losers really, really quick. My loser was the troops. Oof. Army. One and two. Since I was like, I don't know if they're real. And that one win was against the fraudulent Tar Heels. So
we're lagging. My bad, Dukes.
You're good. What'd you say?
When you said, because I remember you saying, like, I'm not sure about Army. Was that after they had already lost their first one, though? And you were like, I don't think they're what we thought they were? Or is that
That was BU Moneyline game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. By the way, your Bucknell story was hilarious. I looked up. Guess how many times Bucknell's made the tournament in its entirety?
Three.
Twice.
Was 2014 one of them?
2011 and 2001. No disrespect to the Bucknell boys. You guys are grinding. Good squad.
I love the Bucknell boys.
Those boys.
But it's just like, I just remember this kid just being like, you said we were fucking awful. And it's like, okay, why would I say that? It's like, oh, well, I'd say if you couldn't make the tournament. No other reason. It's just like, just what an absurd sort of thing to stand on. My second loser.
Mine are mean, kind of.
My second loser.
Need me to squeak in here?
No, I have it. It's called dramatic effect.
What'd you say?
It's called dramatic effect. Biggest loser this weekend was Joseph Bresci.
You said the head coach of UNC?
The head coach of UNC is the biggest goddamn loser of the weekend, of the motherfucking weekend. Ness, do you think they beat Syracuse?
No, dude, this is so sad when you do this part. No.
Do you think they'll beat Notre Dame?
I don't think anyone.
How about can I give you a rivalry game? How about Duke to close the season off?
I'm taking UNC spread that day. Write it down. Do I think they'll win? No.
It is crazy because I do truly think no lie, I think that they have like two of the better freshmen in the country. Like, and I also think that Duffy is going to be like win the tour time one day. I don't know what school he's going to be at, but like he's going to win the tour time.
Is he the kid who's he's from St. Anthony's, right?
Yeah.
Out in Long Island. Yeah. Yeah, he's phenomenal. That just brings me right into my first loser, UNC. I stood up for you guys last podcast. We're not going to make this the podcast where we just drag UNC into the ground. I stood up for you. I bet on you responsibly on DraftKings. You fucked me. And then your basketball team fucked me earlier in the week. It is what it is. UNC, loser of the weekend. My other loser, Ohio State and Mitch Pelkey. Ohio State cannot win a quality game. I put Mitch on the hot seat a little bit. I said, what's wrong with Ohio State? And he's not watching the games. He goes, oh, well, they're beating the teams they should be and losing the teams they shouldn't. Well, Mitch, I'm going to call your ass. And I'm going to let you know you're wrong. Ohio State is not playing well. They need to be a lot better. And they are my second loser of the weekend. If you're from Ohio State, you got to just find a way to get those wins. You have to. Or else you're just going to fade away into darkness. You're going to fade away into the abyss. Like you're irrelevant this season. I'm sorry to be so mean about it, but I said they were going to be mean. Good luck the rest of the way.
Ohio State.
Bad.
Has wins over Utah, Cleveland State, Bellarmine, Air Force, Detroit Mercy, and Rutgers to round out 6 wins.
That's a good win. That's a good win from Ohio State.
Are to Virginia, Cornell, Notre Dame, Denver, Penn State, Maryland by one.
And they just lost to that was Maryland. Sorry. So 6. That's 6 massive games on your schedule. And you go 0-6. Not gonna cut it. Just not. On to the next.
Yeah. Ohio State's like quietly not being that good.
And I'm a big believer in Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State should have some of the best lacrosse teams in the country, given their like facilities and just size of school. And are those not the three biggest schools in Division I lacrosse?
Who? Say, name them again. You said that really fast.
Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State.
Yeah, I do think that there's something to be said about like Michigan has the sickest facilities, but it's also like. Okay, you have to be in Ann Arbor and play lacrosse in the middle of the winter, basically.
I mean, yeah, it definitely sucks to play lacrosse in Michigan, but it's sick. I feel like we can all agree that Michigan would be a pretty sick school to go to, especially given their college football success. Like, that's a big sell. Same with Ohio.
Yeah, but okay. How about Homewood? Homewood's a pretty good sell.
I agree. But there's D1 guys who can't get who I guess you can get in anywhere at certain points, but I don't know. They're just so but again, Michigan I feel like has a way different lore than Hopkins. Like Hopkins' lore is lacrosse.
That's sick for a lacrosse player. Like if you're a real lax rat, like no, that I is know. The lore.
I'm with you, but I'm saying it's on the school to like you have to be able to at least make it so the lore is a little bit like Penn State is, I think, a step above both those schools, especially as of late. And I don't think it's really close. And those are, like, in my opinion, just, like, especially because they're Big Ten.
Yeah, Penn State for sure. Ohio State did make the Final Four in – when was that, 17? So, yeah, I think Ohio State kind of, like, dipped down a little bit while Penn State stayed up after the 19 Final Four and after, like, Amon and shit. They stayed out. They made the Final Four last year, so I agree with you on that. They almost fell down. Jordy was calling their downfall, was calling for Tamburoni's head. He put his hand up on that. What would you rank like the top 3 schools, you think, unanimously? Like, all right, like those are sick to go to. Like those are – if you're a lacrosse player, you're like, that's the place to go.
Lacrosse, I think it's an easy – Syracuse.
Really?
As a lacrosse, like we're talking like if you're a lacrosse junkie and you're in high school and you're trying to go there,
just like you're a lacrosse player. Every single school in the country has offered for you. What's your top 3? You know what I'm saying? Like for like the general public, what are the top 3?
If I'm picking from my school, I loved Hopkins growing up was like they had the swag, they had the colors, they had Rabel. From my town, they had like the Guida brothers. Like, that's cool to me. I probably would have loved to go to Hopkins, another big time D1 school. I don't think I'd want to go to Duke. I like Cuse. I like the lore of Cuse. I think Cuse actually does make my top three. They were always sick. That's like when I think championships, I think Cuse. And maybe Virginia. Virginia, like I like the Bratt brothers when I was little because they used to fucking leave people hanging. They had the Stanwicks. You know, that was like cool when we were little. So like those are probably my three.
Yeah, my three are probably Virginia, Maryland, Notre Dame. But if I was right now and I could like be like 24 Kevin McDougal and I was like, you know, like you got to look at like all these schools that you're being offered right now, I think it would still be Notre Dame. I think one that's like very underrated, I'd be like, go check that out, is Utah. I think Utah would be so sick to go to.
You have, yeah. You're 20, you're your age right now and you're just doing this, like deciding, you're saying?
Right, like just like if I was like if 25-year-old me could look at 17 and be like,
I agree. Yeah,
go explore these opportunities. I think, and you know what? Like for what it's worth, like I would put Michigan right there for sure. So I think that like, going to a football school.
So maybe Michigan's like more like interesting to the older guys because like we just like when you're a high school laxrat at a top player in the country, you're not really thinking like. All right, is this a football school? You were probably right. They just don't give a fuck. But then you get older, right. And you're like, that'd be sick. Which is probably now, advice we should give kids is go to Michigan. Maybe we'll just pump Michigan and Ohio State and make them nasty.
Right. The crease and then here's my last question for you. If you were a high school recruit, every Ivy offered you, which Ivy would you choose?
I don't know why. And I'm going to sound like a prick when I say this. I would never go to Harvard. It just sounds like.
Really?
Sound like a douche for some reason because it's so smart. And, like, I wasn't, like, you know, like, dumb. So, like, I wasn't, like, one of those kids who's, like, a rock. It's like, fuck, smart kids. It's just Harvard sounds, like, so pretentious for some reason. And I don't know if I know anyone who went to Harvard. They're probably great guys. I'm sure the lacrosse guys are really good guys. However, not on my list. My go-to probably Princeton. I'm a Jersey boy. My grandpa went there, and, like, they're always around. They were champ. They were actually, like, championship fucking city for a while, and then they got rid of the old Water Dogs coach.
Yeah, it's hilarious you say that. I think Princeton might be my least favorite Ivy.
Why, though? Like, what? Like how I didn't like Harvard, what makes you not like Princeton?
You know what it might – I don't know if there's one reason why I don't – like them goes like I grew up and they were winning all the time, like when I was like, you know, 8 or something. But I remember going to Princeton for a lacrosse, like I want to say it was like a quarterfinals thing where it was like a lacrosse jamboree, and then you go watch like the Princeton, watch the games at Princeton or something like that. I remember like the like somebody that like these college houses, like now looking back and I'm 25, what they were probably doing, they're probably tripping out on shrooms and like. Fucking with us, and I was like, fuck these losers. Like, these kids, these guys are nerds. Like, they had nothing to do with lacrosse. And just from then, I'd be like, fuck Princeton. Just like in my head, like, I don't like nothing against that now, but back then, like, these kids are just like drunk, like, talking shit to us, like, us 10 year olds, and we're just like, fuck you, pussies, nerds. And like, then we're like the asshole 10 year olds going at these guys. So,
fuck you, pussy nerds.
Yeah. So,
who's your go to?
Princeton, I think Brown was always pretty cool. I think Yale's badass. I think they talk a lot of shit. But like, I think so many Garden City kids ended up going to Harvard. So I think it would be Harvard. I think playing in the Coliseum's cool. I think like that outdoor stadium right outside the Coliseum, like where Harvard and Virginia played, I think so fucking sick.
What makes them – they still play in the Coliseum?
I don't think all the time. I'm really excited to go to the PLL Boston. Where they're playing this year, I think it's so much cooler than – I love Gillette. I do love Gillette. I love going to Gillette for the games.
Biased.
Just because I'm a Patriots fan.
I think it'll be sick. I've never been, though.
Yeah, I think going to Harvard for that is going to be sick.
Oh, it's at Harvard this year, not Gillette.
Yeah, and for the regular season. I don't know if they're doing the postseason where they're doing it. Maybe Gillette.
You know what weekend that is up in Boston, right?
Like the weekend after the 4th?
No, it's the weekend of the 4th, I think. I think it's on the 5th.
Yeah, the weekend after the 4th.
No, the weekend of the 4th.
Yeah, so, like, the 4th happens, then, like, after the 4th, like, the weekend after the 4th.
If if it's on the, no, I think the fourth is Friday night and the game starts.
No.
That's impossible. If it's July 5th, it's the day after.
July 5th is Friday.
Okay, so you celebrate that. People are going to, that's the weekend of the 4th.
It's the weekend of the 5th. It's the weekend after the 4th.
Thursday.
Well, no, because the weekend after the week, what's the weekend before the 4th?
Not even close to the 4th. It's not even going to be July.
So you're saying that the weekend, right. So you're saying that the weekend before, so let's just do the math on this really quick. The weekend before the 4th is June. The weekend before the 4th is June 28th.
Yeah.
And the weekend after the 4th is July 12th.
No.
Yes. So you see what I'm saying? You're being ridiculous right now.
Oh, no. No. The weekend after the 4th is July 12th. The weekend of the 4th is what? July 5th.
Yes. The weekend after the July 4th is July 5th.
No, the weekend. Oh, like what weekend are you celebrating July 4th?
July 5th.
Yes. So fuck you.
Yes. The weekend after the 4th.
I mean, no. The 12th is.
I think we're splitting hairs on this. I get what you said. I get what you said.
I thought you were being serious. I was like, dude, you're.
No. Don't. No. What's the weekend before the July 4th then?
June 28th.
Yes.
So you're then the weekend of the 4th. If you're like, I'm going down to the Jersey Shore for 4th of July weekend. That's the 4th, the 5th, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Touche.
All right, good. All right, fair, good. Fair, okay.
I'll agree with that. Agree with that.
All right, awesome. I'm definitely like I'm a little, you know, so I was like, am I wrong here? We're good. We're even. Even no, Steven.
I won't back down. I'm not going to. I won't back down.
I respect it, Doogsy. Doogsy. That's a new one. I thought your name was McDougold for so long. Just had to get that off my chest, by the way.
Damn, that was good chop. Good chop right there. Do you want to do any fuck, marry, kills?
I could probably think, but why don't we get to it? If you have one, lay it on me. And I can
I have them.
Okay, lay it on me.
Ready? Liam Entenmann. Connor Schellenberger. Brennan O'Neill.
Oh. Fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna kill O'Neill. No real reason. Just sort of had to do it, brother. I don't know why I don't like Duke. I just don't fuck with Duke. It's nothing personal. I'm gonna marry Entenmann. I love a good goalie. I'm sure we're both just absolute sickos, which is awesome. So yeah, it'll be a pleasure being married to you, brother. And then I'm gonna have to fuck Schellenberger, with all due respect, mm-hmm. Shelly. But yeah, that's. What about you? What would you do with the? What about? I'm just gonna reverse it back on you. And what are your? What's your fuck, marry, kill for those three?
Kill myself. damn, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to do it out of respect for me being on the Entenmann train. I have to marry him. Okay. And then honestly, for the fuck, it's just got to be who came on the podcast. So like, it has to be Brennan has never came on the podcast. It's nothing personal. It's just, I got my guys. And I fuck my guys. I fucking ride my guys to the day I die. So I will fucking ride Schellenberger until the wheels fall off. I'm sorry, Brent. It's nothing personal. It's a business decision. You want to come on the pod? Like I will fuck or marry you. So we got that taken care of.
Same. Hop on the pod, Brent.
Yeah.
That was an outrageous way that you phrased all that. That was amazing.
Yeah. I'll come in my guys' holes anytime they want. I will if they're beef, I'll come in their hole.
That is just unfathomable from the desk of Dukes. A lot of no ditties being tossed around everywhere. You got any games you want to go over? Anything stand out for you from the weekend that we didn't touch on as far as
you? You know, nothing really, just nothing really stood out yet from like what happened. Let me touch on, I really enjoyed that Notre Dame Duke game.
Yeah.
Yale BU was fun last night. Shout out to Brandow, like you said. Today was kind of shit. You know what? Shout out to our guy Kevin. Helps out the socials. Sacred Heart 9-4. Rattled off 7 straight, I think he said. He said rank the pios. I refuse to. Shout out to that burner account. Shout out to that burner account that came at me this week, and for him not thinking that I don't know who it is. Shout out to that guy. Shout out Sacred Heart. That's all I'll say about that.
Wow.
Shout out Sacred Heart.
That's crazy.
Shout out the goalies at Sacred Heart.
Oh, wow. That is nuts. We refuse to rank them.
It's as if burner accounts that talk shit online think that there's not smart enough people that I work with to find this shit out.
That is so funny. I don't even know who this guy is yet, but I know who Dukes is talking about. Not the real human, the fake one. Listen, yeah. I love burners. There's some guys who have burners who will rally all day for people. They'll juice up everyone. They might dish a little hate here and there. But then there's burners that just hate. And it just seems so outrageous. I'm a hateful dude. I love to hate stuff. But if I'm going to hate it, I feel like it's way more fun to hate it from a real account to a burner that no one's ever going to take seriously. Like, even if you say something serious, there's no real argument with a burner. But this guy's burner directed at Dukes is one of the – I'm, like, happy for Dukes that this guy exists. That there's somebody who hates you or pretends to so much that they make a Twitter account about you just to, like, tweet at and about you to people you do podcasts with, to people who are tweeting at you. I just think it's so funny. And
for those that don't know, for those that need context – there's this guy whose name on Twitter was Dukes Wote and was like, Paul, you can't do content with these types of people. Nobody likes this guy. Like, you got to stop just doing with people that have followers, as if one before I even got hired by Barstool or had any followers, I was following the PLO. Not to mention that, but
Max.
Going off that, he's like, this guy acts like people actually care about him. While his name is Dukes Wote, that says that somebody does care about me, negatively or positively. That person has a strong feeling towards me. So yes, some people, nobody should or does care about me, but that guy does. That guy negatively cares about me. So I thought that the irony there was pretty funny.
I'm gonna stand up for Dukes here and say, I think it's crazy to think someone like Dukes doesn't – like, even to say those words would be like – it's like going up and telling a Division I lacrosse – like, tweeting at a Division I lacrosse player from the bottom of your heart and, like, being like, yo, you're actually not good at lacrosse. Like, a really – like tweeting at Brandon O'Neill and being like, yo, he's actually not good. Like, they're making a statement that is so far from obvious – that in the small world that lacrosse is, and then the social media world that there is, that if no one cared what Dukes said, this podcast would be in the gutter. Dukes would not have the followers he has. And you most certainly would not have the name at Dukes Wote.
Yeah, however, it's just –
it's crazy. I'm happy because – I need to find out who this guy is. It's like the fact that Dukes like snapped his fingers and just found out who this guy is. That's all time. But shout out the good burners out there. I know you guys exist. Your community is
burners.
And I respect it. But the weird haters out there, for anyone, you're freaking out a little bit too much.
I love the good burners. Shout out PCBC and all those fellows. But shout out the cheapies, everything. But like, it was just so funny. This guy's like, nobody, like, I don't know, whatever. Not going to spend on time on that. But
that's funny. It's outrageous.
Shout out Sacred Heart. Stay anonymous. All right. Let's go into the games a little bit.
That is so amazing.
Friday, nothing. Friday's nothing. Let me log on to our good friends at DraftKings. Check out some lines.
Yes,
and I'll go back and see if I skipped any games because you can't bet on New York teams in New York.
Oh, I just had one quick game I wanted to touch on. Not quick, but just Mount St. Mary's. What the fuck happened there? That team is bad. They are bad. The alumni of Jack Mangan, heroic lacrosse player, gritty dude, Strong Island native, two-time captain of Mount St. Mary's. He's looking for answers. I'm his cousin. I'm out here making quotes up. However, I know the alumni are asking questions. Mount St. Mary's, come on. Come on now. Come on.
Yep. Yeah. Shout out to Mount St. Mary's. The only – like one of three schools that recruited me. That's how you know it's bad. That's how you know it's bad. All right. Let's get into it. 12 p.m., Michigan, Penn State. Woo! Ness, this is your type of matchup. Penn State's -3.5.
Oh, that's a – you said 3.5?
Yeah.
Michigan's just not good this year. I think Penn State wins. They've had two pretty bad losses. Wish that spread was a little lower just for the sake of my bank account. I mean, Michigan's not ass. They just are supposed to be so much better. And I can't get over that dickhead coach who said – who just put the biggest target on their back in the beginning of the season. I think that's so an outrageous move to do to your guys. They might be one of the – when teams play them from the ACC, it's like probably bigger for them than playing like Notre Dame. So this guy talked direct shit about us right before the season, and now we get a chance to roll his ass. I know this isn't ACC, but just in general, that target is so funny.
Yeah, I think Penn State's in a go-get-em mode. Two pretty heartbreaking losses. 3.5 is a good chunk. I think that people would scream and take Michigan, so I'll take Penn State minus the 3.5.
Love it.
Speaking of Sacred Hearts, speaking of Mount St. Mary's, let's just give a quick pick on this one. Mount St. Mary's +5.5 against Sacred Heart.
Well, now it's fuck Sacred Heart, so I'll take Mount St. Mary's plus five.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You stole the words out of my mouth.
Plus.
Lindenwood versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville -11.5. I'm taking Jacksonville -11.5, just for what it's worth. I don't think Lindenwood has a prayer this season.
Lindenwood, for obvious reasons. Shout out Cabrini, shout out Lindenwood.
Good luck. Harvard, UPenn -1.5. What do you like in this?
I like Harvard. I think they're good this year. I know I said I didn't want to go to your school, but I think you guys are good at lacrosse. I fuck with the Penn boys a little bit. I think that team's like sneaky good, like real sneaky good, because they've had like some pretty bad – not like bad losses, but they just haven't been at like the top like they've been in the past for some years. They've sort of just been skating along, a couple big wins, couple losses, blah, blah, blah. So I think there'll be a battle, but I'll take Harvard.
Yeah, I like Harvard +135 money line. I think Sam King – is what, like I said, one of the better players in the country. I think he'll be in the running for the tour time next year once all the top dogs are really gone and someone has to rise to the top. So Harvard +1.5 and Mountain +135.
Love it.
Georgetown, Denver -1.5. Ness, give me a play here. Come on. Give me a winner.
I mean, I ride with my boys. I'm going with Denver. And by ride with my boys, I mean, I don't think we're rooting for Georgetown here. However, pretty sure Georgetown's on like an 8-game heater. I think I saw a post about that. They have like 8 wins in a row, I think, or something like
that. What does that make you see? What does that make you think as a gambler? What does it make you think?
I'm not taking Georgetown. I'm not taking Georgetown.
If somebody looks into this game and looks into both teams, what are they going to say?
They're probably going to take Georgetown. So that's why we're going to go the other way.
Denver.
Yeah, we're going to.
We're not going to follow the analysis. If you want the analysis. If you want the analysts, you shouldn't tune in here. We're gonna follow the money. We're gonna talk shit. We're gonna cash green. Shout out to anybody else that's a Pick Central. Now that like basketball's over, I'm giving out winners on Pick Central every day. So if you want some winners, I'll give them out on Thursday, Friday. solidify over the weekend and pick Central. Tune into that show. All right. Barstool Gambling Page on Rumble.
Wow. Love that. Love that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like Denver in this one because I can't see Georgetown. At this point, it's just like I'm clinging on for life in Georgetown. Like, everyone, I'm like, fuck.
Dude, I didn't know that.
And the exact opposite. Like, imagine, like, what?
I didn't know they've just been on, like, a heater in your face kind of thing. Like, they haven't had to play a ton of people, but they have some – like, I didn't know they haven't lost since they beat Notre Dame. That's, like, shocking to me.
Okay. Let's not, like – Nest, listen to me, please. Please.
I'm listening.
Listen to this. What did I say when they beat Notre Dame? Everyone's going to be like, oh, look at Georgetown. They're on a heater. They're running through the mediocre Big East. Look at who they fucking beat. They beat Notre Dame, who I think is the best team in the country. And I will give them this. They beat Penn, but it's also been a bad year for Penn. Okay, can we take that into account, please?
I think a little below. Yeah, okay, that's bad. That's yes. Yes.
I'm not saying it's a bad win. It's a win.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good win either. It's a win. And a solid fucking win. Notre Dame is a great fucking win. Brown is like whatever win this year. High Point is a whatever win. Dartmouth is a whatever win. Richmond is a whatever win. Providence is a whatever win. Marquette is a whatever win.
No, I will not let you disrespect the Richmond Spiders like that. I will not. That's crazy. That's a good win against Richmond. And I think Richmond is a top 25, top 30 team in the country. That's good. unless you really disagree and you think that's like should be a dub.
I don't think this year. I mean, I'm a big Richmond guy, and I don't think that this year.
Fair. There.
Let me see. Let's look at the RPI.
RPI
has Georgetown 11. They have Penn 14, so I'll give Penn their thing. But who are you saying? Richmond?
Yeah, how far are they? And then
27.
Top 30.
27 out of 76.
Okay, well, look at it, some teams above Richmond. I mean, how many teams are there?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Richmond's in the top 35% of Division One lacrosse. Sure.
Did you just do quick math?
Yeah.
All right, walk me through RPI because there's got to be people out there who don't know what it means, and I don't know what it means. So
yeah, all right. So like I am like the number one guy that shouldn't explain this. But all right. From a history lesson with Larkin Kemp, I know that the committee uses this to see who should and shouldn't be in the tournament.
Rating percentage index for anyone wondering what that is who might
right.
be it.
And if you just look in your website, NCAA RPI, this is what mostly this is like the net ranking for college basketball equivalent for lacrosse. So like you look at like 1 through 16, that's kind of like who's I'd say like 8 to 16 is the bubble.
Okay.
So you got like that's just like a good reference point. Maybe you want to go like 8 to 19. Shout out Colgate. I mean, Colgate's 20th in RPI. Damn. But
I have something great here. The basics of RPI, the three things are the Division One winning percentage, your strength of schedule, and your opponent's strength of schedule. It says here that 50% of the RPI is based off your strength of schedule.
Ness, can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
You saying like Richmond is a top 30 program, now that you really see it, top 30 program might be like the bare minimum that you need. Like there's like some teams like there's Browns, there's Vermont's, there's Albany's that could like UMass's, Hofstra's that could push the top 30 on every given year, I think. But I mean,
I got some for you. You might be right. How about this? Do you put Richmond in the same category as these teams? Ready? Just tell me if you think
this year or programs.
This year.
Okay.
Ready? I want to know if Richmond is in the same category as teams like High Point, Dartmouth, Marquette, and Providence.
Yes.
You don't think Richmond would beat all four of those teams easily?
Not easily.
Who would give them the hardest time?
I think High Point would. I think Providence would give him the game. Like, let me.
Well, hey, we got Richmond High Point this
like,
weekend.
Ness. Like, we got to look. We got to bring you down to earth a little bit. Let's just look. Look, they kill teams. They kill really bad teams. Their wins this year, their seven wins are against Robert Morris, St. John's, Binghamton, UMBC, Bucknell, St. Bonnie's, Hobart. They play High Point this weekend.
All right. You're right. However, their schedule looks to me like Ohio State's. They're losing to every team that they shouldn't, every big game.
Fair. It's just like I think Richmond's just like whatever. This is a Georgetown problem. This is back to Georgetown.
Spiders, but no disrespect from the crease dive to the Spiders.
We went off the rails a little bit. Let me bring it back. We went off the rails. The whole point of this was just saying like, yes, Georgetown does this every year though. They lose a couple, they have a big win. They rattle off some wins in the Big East, and then they go into the tournament, they lose in the quarterfinals, and everyone's like, well, next year, they should make a push to the Final Four. That's what I said weeks ago. It looks like they're going to be able to do that again. Like, Denver is going to be their toughest game the rest of the way. Denver, St. John's, Villanova. That should be 2-1, bare minimum. And then the Big East tournament. So, like, do you see where I'm coming from a little bit? Yeah, everyone's going to, like, suck their dick, being like, look at their record. Oh, they beat Notre Dame in overtime. Like, sucking them off.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's just every year same shit. And until they get over the hump, I'm done listening to that shit. But one game that's not offered on DraftKings in New York is Syracuse, North Carolina. And all I have to say is, I might take a train to Hoboken to bet on Syracuse and find out what that spread is.
I can get you the spread in a second. I think Sage is going to win that game. I'm a little worried. Who are you taking if that spread's like 6.5? Because it could easily be that.
Yeah, I'll take Syracuse.
You're going to get.
I think Syracuse is really good.
I agree.
I'm going to say that right now. I think Syracuse is really good.
I agree with you. I'd take Hughes anything under 6 goals. So if it goes over 6, I don't feel comfortable giving 6.
Anything above 6 goals, I'd feel more confident.
How high would you actually? I'm about to tell you the spread. I want to just – if it was
I think it's 5.5, and I'd bet it to 7.
Okay. So you're not an outrageous person. I'll tell you what it is in a second. I got bad Wi-Fi. What other big games are there on Saturday?
All right, let me keep going. Who are you going to take in the Georgetown? So we figured out the Georgetown-Denver game. I'm going to take Georgetown.
Yeah,
I'm going to take Denver. All right. Princeton Brown. I mean, sucks that we can't even like talk about. Like,
what do you think the spread is? What was your number? Sorry, I just got it.
I said anywhere from 5.5 to 7. I'd bet it.
3.5.
That makes me so much more scared as a gambler. But I'm gonna fucking rip Syracuse. I'm gonna rip it.
Ride to Hoboken.
You're giving me Gary Gate versus Dave Petromala. Revenge game.
And he was just there.
Yeah. So give me the Gates.
Love it.
All right, let's keep just rattle off this. Princeton Brown, don't even want to get into it. Brown's just having a damn bad year. Yale Dartmouth, not worth it.
Game of the week's on Sunday.
Rutgers, Maryland, 7 p.m. Who you got? That should be fun.
I mean, I think Maryland's going to win. I'd be curious what that's
Maryland minus 3.
I'll take Maryland. I think they can handle Rutgers. I don't think Rutgers is having a great year. Their goalie went nuclear the other week against Michigan, though, so shout out that kid. Shout out the Rutgers. Okay. They beat the shit out of Michigan. That was a midweek game, I think. Maybe a Monday or Sunday night. I don't know. It was weird.
Richmond versus High Point. High Point plus 5.
Plus 5?
Yeah.
Vegas thinks they're a little bit of different tiers. Our boys at DraftKings. Shout out DraftKings. I'll take Richmond. I don't think they're going to cover. I think they win, though. The fuck? 5 goals is so much. That's a rivalry. every year. That's like they're always there.
What is that like? Is that like is that like what they is that like a rivalry for like the teams like 25 to 35?
No, they're in the same conference and like they always play each other.
Yeah. From like the 25th team to like the 35th team, like big rivalry.
Fuck off.
I mean, I like Richmond a lot. Like, I think they're actually a good like.
Are you program. Saying I think they're not rivals with High Point?
I think they're a way better program than High Point. I think they're way better than High Point this year. I think they're in the same tier, though.
I know, but they can still be. I think
if you give me a win, if you give me a win against High Point and a win against Richmond, like I'm gonna be like, yeah, it's like the same thing to me.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're still. I was saying they're big rivals, and you're on my dick about it. I'm like out here battling, trying to explain.
No. That's called funny timing. I was like being like the battle, like the battle of mid.
Comedic timing, like by the way.
Yeah, like this.
No. No. He's gonna kick. I know what he's gonna do. He's gonna kick me.
No.
Oh, I thought you were saying like this, and you were gonna kick me out.
Like this.
I feel like you're about to do something so mean. It's gonna be like a grave on Cabrini or something.
Let me, for
the people not watching on YouTube, Dugues is plotting right now, and I don't like it. Good podcasting by me. Maybe back.
Right, here it is. I got it. Presenting share screen. Viewers,
he found
that. Is that what you're saying it is? Richmond versus High Point?
The Jets and the Patriots have been rivals, and the Patriots have run their shit for forever. But the Patriots weren't mid, so that was a bad example by me. But either way. All right. You're right. Both aren't great.
Sunday. Game of the weekend. Well, before we get to that, Notre Dame Cornell, no spread available because of New York. Who got in that? Just winner. It's got to be
Notre Dame. Gotta ride with Kirst.
It's gotta be Entman.
Oh man. I mean, I think Notre Dame's gonna win, but I think I'm gonna have to root for Cornell, which is tough because I got a Chatham boy on Notre Dame. This is a bad game for me. This is like a I might not be able to root for Cornell. I don't know. This is bad. This is hard for me. I'm in a bad spot. I usually just ride with whoever I know on a personal level, and this one's Cornell +4.5 though.
Notre Dame -4.5. And also you're giving me Master Sunday. You give me this lineup. This is beautiful. Notre Dame Cornell, roll that into parlay that into Duke, Virginia. Duke -1.5 at home. Yes.
Wait, who's Duke's -1.5 against Virginia?
Well, yes, this is where let me do one a little history lesson. For years, I'm actually not surprised with this, because for years. Same makeups of the team for the most part. Virginia always used to be or always beats Notre Dame. Notre Dame always beats Duke. Duke always beats Virginia. And this little wheel has been going on for the past like two, three years. Not like that shocked by it. And honestly, like I love Virginia. I like them way more to win the national championship than Duke. But in this game, I might take Duke.
Wow. Quick note. You said the exact same thing last week. But the way you introed it was so funny. Let me give you a quick history lesson.
I know. Because I said about Notre Dame playing Duke.
Yeah. I love that. I always say history lesson every time. And then every time I'll make sure. There it is again. I like Virginia. I like that you're on Duke. Maybe a little battle, a little Sunday battle. Give me Virginia money line. Absolutely. If I get back into DraftKings book after a brutal Purdue loss, I will be responsibly gambling on Virginia on Sunday while I'm sitting on my couch doing nothing. I don't think missed.
And then to end the night, hop Ohio State +3 in the shoe.
Hop the Crawley boys. They're bouncing. Let me tell you, I think they fucking on the spread left. Yeah. Fucking cover the spread this week. That's what I got for you, Hopkins. You fucking
Ohio State. Ohio State, I'm taking them.
All right. I regress.
All right. Curse of the week, can I close it out or what you got?
Yeah, I got a quick one for you. We got one honorable mention this week. Curse of the Week from the Texas Toast Box, brought to you by Universal Lacrosse. Shout out them for the shirts. This week's shirt is going to go to the winner, and he will be announced after we talk about Matt Brandau. Honorable mention. Unbelievable performance. I love when a guy plays a game on a Tuesday night and erupts right before Curse of the Week. Because guess what? The committee loves recency bias. Is there anyone else who scored had 8 assists this weekend and multiple goals? No. Did anyone else break the all-time record at Yale? No. Matt Brandau did. People are slandering his name on Twitter. I don't like it. I don't like seeing it. However, I'm a fan. Congrats on your honorable mention, Curse of the Week. Not your first. We've been hearing that name a lot this year. And this week's winner, this week's Curse of the Week winner, Cole Wessner, hailing from the state of Pennsylvania, playing community college ball at Harford Community College. Cole Wessner, K-O-H-L. He is a superstar. He is the winner of this week's shirt. Beat the number 3 team in the country, 12-11. He scores 8 goals and 1 assist. Contributes to 9 of the 12 points. Hasn't played active, organized lacrosse since 2020. Cabrini legend. It's all of his eligibility left. If you're a program out there and you're looking for a superstar, well, look no farther than Harford Community College. And it's further, not farther. Shout out Cole Wessner. You're a legend, Wes. I'll be sending you your shirt. Can't wait to see you in the summer. Keep balling, brother. That's your Curse of the Week this week. Shout out the Curse Boys. Dugues, you're muted. Which I respect.
Fuck. That's all I have. That's all Ness has. Make sure you follow us everywhere at The Crease Dive on socials, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it now. Make sure you subscribe, follow, like on Rumble, the Tube, wherever you listen or watch this podcast. Really appreciate you listening. Ness, any closing remarks? You good?
Yeah, just one quick one. Got to get ahead of it. There's a video that's circulating the internet. I hopped back in the goalie challenge we touched on. There's a small video going around from Last Guy Scotty. I don't make a save. Mitch Pelkey has all the tapes. When they come out, I'll be pushing them on the crease dive. I need to show you guys Ness making saves. I promise you I'm not that bad. Never was. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Follow, like, subscribe. Dude's a legend. Miss you, Jordy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Love you. Peace out.